The Lord be with you.
And
read from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to expound upon three ideas from John 3, 31 to 36. First, as our Lord says, the one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. This is a problem very common. When people come to church, they make the spiritual exercises, they persevere in their prayer life, they meditate, then often their husband, or could be their wife, has not made the spiritual exercises, does not pray the rosary, does not do the daily examine. So what you have here is one person thinks about the earthly things, the other one speaks about the heavenly things, and there's a real conflict. A real conflict. And this is very, very, very common. Very common. And there's really no way around it. The person that has encountered Christ in a deep way cannot go back to Egypt. You can't do that. What happens is the person up here tries to pull the person down here. It's kind of like a rubber band. You ever stretch a rubber band? You know, it doesn't work. Almost as if reverse psychology. The more you try to maybe force your husband to move on a higher level, the more he resists, kind of like the rubber band. It's a real problem. And often that problem exists until both of them die. So that has to be, that's part of the gospel today. Those who think on an earthly level are very different from those who live on a spiritual level. So if you're experiencing that in your family, where you're really striving for holiness and other members are not, don't become discouraged. Don't become discouraged. Keep growing spiritually. Don't go down gradually to their level. Don't do that. Keep growing spiritually. Even though there's going to be, as they say in Spanish, un choque. There's going to be a choque. There's going to be a conflict. Hang in there. Hang in there. And you see it in the first reading today. You got the Jews and you get Peter. The Jewish people, I mean, they're prayerful. They read the Bible. They know Moses. They know the prophets. They know the law. They're thinking on an earthly plane. Whereas Peter's up here. Peter and the apostles are up here. They've received the Holy Spirit. And Peter is courageous enough to say, hey, look, we got to obey God rather than men. And eventually they're going to be scourged, they're going to be thrown into prison. And we know that the fate of the apostles, all except St. John, they're all going to be martyred because they're strong in their faith. So with us, we cannot go back to Egypt, we can't go into the world and be worldly. We have to keep maintaining a high spiritual life. Despite the resistance, despite the attacks, despite the misunderstandings, despite the sarcasm, despite the irony, often in our own family. So we can't go back. We can't go back. We've got to hang in there. So that's the first point I'd like to take from John chapter 3. Second is that Jesus says that God is trustworthy. We have to trust God. When it seems as if things are not going well, we have to trust God. There was a saint that lived in the time of St. John Bosco. His name was St. Joseph Cotolengo. If you ever go to Italy, in Turin, there's what is called La Piccola Casa, which this man of God, decided to give himself to helping out the poor. And he set up this, almost like this little city in Turin, La Piccola Casa, where you're helping out poor people and handicapped. He actually founded a community of blind nuns, the only community in the world of blind contemplative nuns. He was a man who had total trust in God through Mary. And often he didn't have any money. So he told one of his friends to go to the store and to buy food for the poor people. And the person said, well, I don't have any money. Give me some money. He said, I don't have any money either. Just go anywhere. So the person said, Father, you don't understand. You have to have money to buy bread. Just go! So the person was heading to buy bread without anything. And there on the road, he encountered this beautiful woman, and she gave him a sum of money which was sufficient to buy bread for the poor and to pay what Joseph Cotolengo owed to the rest of the people. Enough to buy the bread for the day, give us his day our daily bread, and to pay for the debt. And that beautiful woman was the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Mother of Divine Providence. So God is trustworthy and Mary is trustworthy. That's the second point. Now we got to trust when? Not when things are going well. When things are really going bad, that's when we have to trust. I have to specify that. Everything is going well, you don't have to trust anything because everything is going well. But when it seems as if everything is falling apart, we have those days, that's called desolation. That's when we have to trust in God and Mary even more. And when we're tempted not to trust, we have to keep saying, Jesus, I trust in you. 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 And keep saying until the clouds of despair dissipate. So that's the second point. And the third is this. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. How many of you believe in the Son? You only see about half of your hands, okay? Oh boy. I know you're kind of tired. You had a tough Easter week, huh? So did I, no? I think some of you don't understand English, I think, okay? ¿Cuánto ustedes tienen fe en Jesucristo, el Hijo de Dios? Okay, we're going to see more hands going up. Okay, that was to the Spanish-speaking people. Hey, that's beautiful. Eternal, did you read the gospel today? That should fill you with joy. That means you're going to heaven. Does that encourage you? It certainly should. You're going to heaven. Eternal life means you're going to heaven. One last point. We're going to heaven. But Liz, we have to persevere. Amen? We got to persevere. I should say, we're on the highway to heaven. We're on the highway to heaven. And the nature of a highway is different than a footpath. Because a highway is different than a footpath because the footpath, you walk slowly. The highway, you move fast. I think all of you have been on the highway. The 605, maybe the 5, maybe the 10. Have you? Have you ever gone beyond the speed limit? Ooh! Don't respond. We've all gone beyond the speed limit. So have I. The nature of the highway is we go quickly. We're all on the highway to heaven. Let's pray for the grace not to have any detours. Move quick on the highway to heaven, and our ultimate destiny is eternal life. So let's pray that all of us one day will go to heaven. That's why we're here. Amen.